little bit of news courtesy of our buddy Scott Petrak. Tight end David Njoku, the only player on the active roster not participating during the early portion of practice, open to reporters. So it sounds like everybody else is on the field in Berea.
All right, so all your ends, your tight ends and your defensive ends are out there?
That's how I'm reading it from Scott.
All right, because there was question marks after yesterday's practice, and we'll see what the injury list looks like.
Yep, that'll be released probably in the, again, Kevin Savansky expected to speak in the 1 o'clock area. We're thinking like 120, 130, somewhere in there. But lock it in because it could happen at any given point. There's footage of Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills practicing. We should get game statuses at some point soon. But, yeah, looking like at least everybody's out there for right now, giving it a go.
Hey, don't forget, Quick Predicts coming up at 1:40, so about an hour and 20 minutes away from your favorite segment of the week. I know it's my favorite segment. You give us the score of the Browns-Jaguars game on Sunday, and then give us Monday morning's headline, and we will talk about that. It doesn't actually tell us what the score of the game is going to be, but it gives us a good indication of what you think is going to happen in the game. So it's your opportunity to let your voice be heard on what you think is going to happen on Sunday. It is Quick Predicts, and that'll be at like 1:40, so stand by.
Please, please, to quote Ken Carbon, keep it within the boundaries of good taste. Please.
Yeah, last week we had some issues, didn't we?
No, I think we were okay last week.
We were good for the first week of the season.
With what has taken place this week, please, 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 keep it within the boundaries of good taste.
I got to tell you, you know what? I'm kind of in a mood. I'm in a good mood right now.
Good.
You know how good of a mood I'm in?
Do tell, do tell.
Let's give away lunch. Let's get into college football for a moment. Or did you have one other thing you wanted to talk about?
No. Let's roll right in.
Okay, let's get into college football. What do you? I got to tell you, it absolutely sucks that the Buckeyes don't play this week. It feels really weird to have a bye week this early in the season.
Though, I will say it this way: if you are someone who is like Friday is high school football, and then Saturday is college football, and Sunday is professional football, and Monday I reintroduce myself to my family, this is not a bad Saturday, and especially on a college football slate to go. Hey. Who wants to go apple picking? Like, this kind of feels like a good apple picking weekend with the slate that's up there. I mean, you got the backyard brawl. Backyard brawl is always a good time. West Virginia Pitt. You've got Wisconsin, Alabama. That's going to be a fun one. But after that, this kind of feels like a pretty good, like, hey, let's go pick apples.
Yeah, it is an apple weekend.
Yep.
It's a good fall, although the weather's fantastic right now. 77 and sunny. In downtown Cleveland right now.
It's ridiculous you have a bye this early in the season. You're just starting to get into the flow. You're starting to see your team out there. You're starting to see the Buckeyes get a little bit of momentum, look really good in their last game. You want to see that keep going. I don't understand why college football is doing this. I don't understand why college football is like, yeah, you know what, let's have a bye this early. Notre Dame did the same thing in their schedule. No, it wasn't Notre Dame. Notre Dame played last week. Somebody else did it last week or as well that had a bye this early. And it was like, why do you have a bye week in September?
Ohio State has silly. I think they have another bye week coming up later in the season, too.
Like, that I get, having one later in the season. But, boy, this early after you've basically crushed all of your
If you're a team that thinks they're going to have to play, what, three games in the playoffs? I don't know. I think you want to spread it out as much as you can. And you don't – I mean, do you want a bye week before your rival game the last week of the season? I don't know that I want that.
So.
I don't.
You want time to game plan.
You want 2 weeks to prepare for Michigan? Is that what you're saying?
Keep everybody healthy. Get as many people back as possible for the biggie. Absolutely, it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. I can't see the Big Ten scheduling things that way. I can't. Not with 18 teams there.
Right.
I mean, you're already missing some of the teams every year anyway. I mean, you were doing that when they didn't add the other four teams in. So, I don't, that's weird. A game you want to catch your eye this weekend? I figured you'd be looking Alabama, Wisconsin at noon.
I'll watch that one for a little bit. The backyard brawl is going to be fun. That's always a good time. Like, that's always a fun one to keep an eye on for college. I mean, the other one, man, Notre Dame Purdue gets kind of interesting because, boy, Notre Dame has looked bad. That loss to Northern, oof.
You know the rumblings, right?
It's getting loud. Do tell.
Well, I mean, obviously the rumblings are Urban Meyer's. Like, if you're sitting in South Bend or you're a Notre Dame fan, aren't you thinking about Urban Meyer right now?
I mean,
aren't you thinking about Urban Meyer? By the way, there was a joke last week. I think
he's very anti Notre Dame with what has taken place in his.
I don't know, man. Money talks.
His life.
Yeah, but that was his dream job at one point.
It is.
You know, after he left Bowling Green, right? with or was things, he at Notre Dame and then Bowling Green?
With things that have taken place in his personal life, is Notre Dame really the best place for him to be?
I think that if the opportunity was there and Notre Dame felt like they were getting a coach that would put them in the national spotlight and that they would have an opportunity to win, but Notre Dame's different. You're right.
Notre Dame is different.
They're different.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why Brian Kelly picked up and said, I'm going to LSU. I can't win here. You know, I can't do what I need to do to win. I mean, Notre Dame, like, you go to Notre Dame, the players stay in the same dorm rooms as every other kid. There's no specific player dorm rooms or anything like that. They all are. It is a different animal at Notre Dame compared to going to any other college in the general area. I can't see Urban Meyer and the way he does things at Notre Dame lining up. I can't see the priests wanting to bring in Urban Meyer.
If you told Notre Dame fan that they wouldn't feel the embarrassment that they felt last week ever again, if you brought Urban Meyer in, I don't know. I wonder what they would say.
I mean, again, what has taken place in his personal life, and then add in, this is a shot, and I understand that, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of things in there that are real ugly. I don't know if Notre Dame could do it.
Tim May, let's ask Tim May about it when we come back. You know, the other things, I'll give you another college football oddity when we talk to Tim.